This is Alistair Begg, delighted to be able to share with you today some exciting news concerning our daily devotionals. When we produced these, it was to keep in step with the straightforward expression of our desire at Truth for Life, namely to teach the Bible with clarity and with relevance. And we recognize that it is the entrance of God's Word that brings light. And we trust and believe that the Word of God does the work of God. But just as in the case of other people who have helped us in our reading of the Bible, so we thought here at Truth for Life it would be beneficial to encourage others along the lines that we have done. And we're hoping that it helps to unfold, to explain, and to apply the Bible as you read it. Certainly, we would not want it to be a distraction or a detraction. The whole team at Truth for Life has actually been amazed by the overall impact of these devotionals. They tell me that over 100,000 copies of the book have been sold, and we also have more than 60,000 people who receive it as a daily email from Truth for Life. These numbers should remind us that God's Word is like seed planted in the ground, and it is the work of the Spirit of God to nurture it and to grow it. And we're excited that men and women are benefiting from it in this way. And here comes the rather exciting news. When the books were first published, we actually considered the possibility of having me read and record each daily devotion. I sat down and tried it for a little while and soon realized how daunting it was to actually be able to do this, even just the ability to read it without mistakes. So I pressed pause on the idea. And then I was speaking at a conference somewhere out west, and I sat at dinner next to a young man who turns out to be something of a guru when it relates to technology, and particularly leveraging the technology for the sake of the gospel. And in conversation with him, we set him to a task which he has now completed, and that is to show us how we might be able to develop in-house voice replication software. And as you listen to it, it will sound, I think, perhaps like a younger version of me. I hope you're going to really enjoy it and benefit from it. I'm excited to share it with you, and you can listen to a little part of it right now.
December 11. Growing under God's Word. Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the forgiveness of your sins. Acts chapter 2, verse 38. If you've been a Christian for any length of time, you have probably noticed that it is easy to go through the motions in your study of God's Word, whether individually or on Sundays in church. The gospel can seem so straightforward that we put ourselves in danger of missing it. But in our weakness, we always need to hear its truth preached to us. We need to hear the same thing today that we did the first day we believed. We cannot disconnect our Christian walk from the Word of Truth, the gospel of our salvation, because God ordained the two to be connected. The Spirit of God works through the Word of God to sustain the people of God. Therefore, the first thing Peter did after receiving the Spirit on the day of Pentecost was to stand up and preach a long sermon. Then, as more and more people heard and listened to the Word of God, they grew as individuals and as a whole. Alternatively, when the Word of God is not heard, the church does not grow. Why not? Because the Spirit works as the Word is heard, and the Word is heard as the Spirit works. The sermon of Acts 2 is in your Bible not only to show you how those men and women came to faith, but also to bolster and encourage you in yours. Here is what the Word produces when the Spirit is at work. When Peter preached on that day, his hearers were cut to the heart and said to Peter and the rest of the apostles, "Brothers, what shall we do?" In other words, there was conviction. Peter replied, "Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the forgiveness of your sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit." And they did. So there was also commitment. Finally, the new believers gathered together to hear the apostles' doctrine, break bread, and pray. So there was community, conviction, commitment, and community. And it all started with a Spirit-prompted sermon. Growing in our faith involves both heart and mind. We have the responsibility to place ourselves under biblical teaching and pursue the study of God's Word individually, asking God's Spirit to show us Christ on the pages of our Bibles and cause us to love Him more. If you're going through the motions somewhat, in your reading of Scripture or in your Christian life more broadly, come back to how you first started. Read the Gospel in God's Word. Be convicted by your sin and commit to trusting and serving your Savior. Immerse yourself in the community of believers that God has given you for your good, and ask Him to work in you through His Spirit so that the commitment and excitement that suffused that Jerusalem church might be your experience too.
Devotional material is taken from the Truth for Life Daily Devotionals, copyright Alistair Begg, and is published by the Good Book Company. This reading was digitally created by Truth for Life and is used with permission. For more clear, relevant Bible teaching, visit truthforlife.org.